It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Google Plus is this new social network from Google. It's only been around a couple weeks, but 10 million people have already joined, says a new report, with another 10 million expected by the weekend. So everyone's joining, but what are they doing?
I'm using Google Plus mostly as a richer version of Twitter.
I use it to do the same things I do on Facebook with the same people.
I'm using Google Plus to find out how other people are using Google Plus.
Listeners Bill Connell, Fargo Jones, and Nick Decker. People are going to want more than that, says Matthew Ingram, a senior writer at GigaOM.
It's going to have to show that you should spend your time there instead of the places you already do, like Facebook or Twitter.
Has it shown that to you yet?
Not yet, no. The biggest thing I think Google has to offer is that it can integrate Google Plus with everything. So if you use Gmail, it shows up there, and there's ways to integrate it with your email. If you use any other Google service, it can integrate Google Plus with all of those things and presumably make those easier to use, but we haven't really seen that happen yet.
Google Plus can be confusing to navigate at first, but once you learn it, says David Weinberger at Harvard's Berkman Center for Internet and Society, it can clarify your social life.
I'm finding it actually quite good as a tool for communicating ideas and passing along links and chatting and having a good time talking about things with particular sets of people.
This is the Google Circles program.
Yes. Circles let you think about your social network, which is always this amorphous sort of thing, in terms of what sorts of things you want to talk about with which sets of people. So I have a bunch of circles, and some of them are researchy friend circles, and some of them are family or friends, or since people can be in more than one circle, well, that actually reflects how we organize our lives as well.
Researcher David Weinberger. Time for the Help Desk. Our experts answer your questions.
I need a little help.
Chester Wisniewski from the security firm Sophos is with us. Chester, Becky has a question about passwords.
I only use a few, or as few as I can get away with, and then I keep them in a Word doc. It's not labeled passwords. And I often keep them in my email, in a folder that says something like sales receipt. Is that dumb? Thanks.
Chester, is that dumb?
Well, I wouldn't say it's dumb, but it certainly does leave you at risk if your computer is compromised by any kind of a hacker or malware. I would prefer that people write them down as opposed to keeping them on their computer. If you want to use technology for it, there's a free tool called KeePass that you can get at keepass.info. that will allow you to kind of keep a password vault, and that way you can keep as many unique passwords for every website you use and only need to memorize one good password to decrypt that, and it's quite nice and it's automatic. Another tool you can use if you prefer to access your passwords from anywhere is a tool called LastPass, which you can get at lastpass.com, and that will allow you to kind of encrypt those passwords but store them out in the cloud on the internet.
Got a question for the help desk? Call 800-388-4487. That's 800-388-4487. Or visit marketplacetech.org. You can also sign up for our daily memo there, what you need to know about tech, delivered straight to your inbox. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, always thinking of ways to help your business be ready for anything. More at bestbuy.com/business.